This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, quick, what is the challenge facing streaming companies right now? Well, yes, subscriber numbers, maybe, but I'm thinking something more fundamental. How about content, that thing whence subscribers come, right? Saw a story in the Wall Street Journal today along those lines that Netflix is going to change the way it pays some stand-up comics for those specials that it runs. Basically, instead of buying the special outright for a big lump sum, Netflix is going to rent it for a couple of years and then give it back to the comedian. We called Netflix to ask what's up. They said this is just a, quote, additional alternative pathway for comedians to work with Netflix in response to the current market. Current market, of course, doing a whole lot of work there. Back when it was growing its subscriber base, Netflix spent a bundle on comedians like Dave Chappelle and Ali Wong, not to mention nine-figure deals for showrunners like Shonda Rhimes and Ryan Murphy. So, does that model work in the current market, shall we say, where Netflix is losing subscribers? Marketplace's Matt Levin has that one.
Back in 2017, when Netflix lured Shonda Rhimes away from the broadcast world for streaming, the strategy wasn't just about acquiring new hit dramas like Bridgerton. It was about making you think Netflix was synonymous with new hit dramas like Bridgerton. Michael Smith teaches marketing at Carnegie Mellon.
What Netflix did was really smart in terms of paying a bunch of showrunners and a bunch of talent to create original Netflix programming that then built Netflix's brand.
Wall Street was fine with that. Netflix kept inking big-name talent, the subscribers kept rolling in, you kept binge-watching Stranger Things, everyone was happy. But if Netflix made a nine-figure Shonda Rhimes-type deal right now, Wall Street would have some questions, says Bank of America analyst Nat Schindler.
I think Wall Street would look at it very skeptically. People are looking for them to actually cut spend.
For a while there, Netflix really cornered the prestige streaming TV market and the talent that created it. But now it has deep-pocketed competition. Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Apple. Charles Schrager at NYU says serialized dramas are really the bread and butter of streaming, which means we'll still be seeing news of nine-figure deals for the people who create the popular ones.
There is a dearth. There is a shortage. You don't manufacture those people.
Wonder if this is a good time to dust off my spec script. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.